The artist Paul Deary has a new exhibition at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton, coloring Bach and the Goldberg Variations, on view through March 30th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The artist Paul Deary traces his body of work back to a time when he experienced a sort of synesthesia, hearing music and seeing an accompanying color. He expanded this to a color wheel system of notating music and presenting it as a large color work, each one representing one of Bach's Goldberg Variations. He had a musician performing them at his opening reception, and we talked about this work a few days after the reception. Artist Paul Deary.
Well, it started back in college when I had a painting class. I had to figure out what I was going to paint. I didn't want to paint traditional still lives or landscapes or portraiture. When trying to figure out what I would paint, I thought I would try to figure out what music could look like. I started exploring the cross-references between color theory and music theory, looking into it, and started building more playful and expressive paintings, and then started getting into trying to find more meaning in the relationship to be able to have it have a little more depth.
But you found an early connection between color theory and music theory that was an aha?
Well, I had a couple of experiences which were a little odd. I guess you'd call them synesthesia experiences, where I had a specific equation that added up to a color for me, which is 8 times 4 equals 32 equals C, which is a green color. Years later, I had another experience when I was at a concert and I was listening to some music, and it happened to be a jam in E, and that was a real violet color for me. So I started looking at the color wheel in terms of the music and my responses, and it started logically making sense. And then there are 12 colors in the color wheel, the basic color wheel, and then there are 12 notes in their chromatic scales. So there's already an overlapping that can happen. But then with my experiences, it became my version of it.
You assigned specific colors to the emotional values that you felt for those. How did the 4 times 8 equals 32 equals C? I get, yeah. 4 times 8 is 32. I recovered that much math in my school, but I would have never thought, okay, sure, and that equals C major.
Right. Well, it kind of came out of a practice of free association and stream of conscious back and forth with a friend of mine at the time, and just to generate ideas. So we're just tossing ideas back and forth, word associations, number associations, again, just to generate ideas. As I was doing this, this equation popped into my head, and it had a color, and it had a letter. I can't really make any more sense out of it than that.
But then you took that and was able to draw it out, analyze it, and apply a real formula to it. You took the, ordinarily a synesthesia is just a single experience, you took that as the jumping off point then to devising an entire way to reflect any piece of music. Ideally, this could work with Satie, Schoenberg, or anybody else.
Yeah, you could definitely interpret or transpose any piece of music, for sure. I chose Bach because he wrote music and composed music before the piano was invented, so there wasn't any dynamics written into his music, and there aren't any pedaling in his notation, in his scores. So that allowed me to just have like one note and one note and one note. So that's one color to one color to one color, and I didn't have to worry about blending the colors or combining the colors. But back to the color music wheel, because I have an experience with C being green and E being violet, I could lay it out logically so that the colors around the color wheel followed the notation. So C is green, C sharp is blue green, D is blue, E flat is blue violet, and then you get E is violet. And you keep following that around through the colors in the color wheel, and you get back to C, which is green again. And then I can take that and extrapolate that and apply it to different scores of music based on whatever the key of the music is in. Piano music seems to be the cleanest and easiest for now to work with.
Because to equate the two, there's a single note being struck with a finger and then the hammer, and then there's a single brush stroke of something
coming
off of a palate.
Exactly. And then I would like to do pieces of music that had multiple instruments, contemporary music, a rock band or even a quartet or a symphony. But I'd have to figure out how to represent different types of instruments with the colors. Sticking with one instrument, I can just have one type of surface to represent that one instrument. For instance, like clarinet plays a C and a trumpet plays a C. They're different sounding. How would you represent that visually? And that gets into timbre, which gets into the physicality of the surface or the texture of the surface. So I'd have to figure out how to change the texture visually, and I haven't explored that yet. There's a lot to work on in the relationship. I really feel like I'm kind of at the beginning, even though I've been working on it for quite a long time. But it's great to finally realize this body of work with the Goldberg Variations, because it really helps me to focus in on the patterning of the music and the harmonies and how they lay out with the color and the relationships visually. It's pretty interesting.
The artist Paul Deary. Coloring Bach and the Goldberg Variations are on view at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton. They're on view through March 30th, and Paul Deary will be giving an artist talk on March 30th, Sunday, at 2 p.m. For more information, Connections number is 610-250-7627. More information also available at connectionsgallery.net. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.